Greetings. I had a great time yesterday at Everyone's Church in Mount Vernon, Washington. Thank you to all who showed up for a wonderful day. Congratulations to Tim and Nick on your commission to ministry. I believe that the anointing of Christ in and upon your lives will bring life to many. Today I want to post a portion of my book, The Seven Eyes of Grace, Empowered to Live. I will be doing a new release of this book on Amazon in print and ebook, as well as an audiobook in several sites. Jesus is the cornerstone of the church. The very substance of the foundation is the same as the substance of the house. The foundation stone of Christ is described in terms that quote the prophet Isaiah. We see that the substance of Christ is revealed in the attributes of being a tried stone, a costly stone, and a sure foundation, Isaiah 28, verse 16. We can find some principles and patterns in the construction of the temple by David's son Solomon that testify of these three elements of the cornerstone of Christ. It was King David's desire to build a house for God's habitation. His desire was for the manifestation of the presence of God upon the earth. He was a man after God's own heart, and he sought for the glory of God to be revealed. Truly, this was an expression of a new covenant truth that God desires to raise up in the heart of his church. David was a man of war, however, and was therefore disqualified from the task of building God's house. God responded to David's heart by making a promise with him that David's son would build God a house. We know that God was testifying of the day when Jesus, the son of David, would build the spiritual house of God. In David's day, Solomon represented the task. Solomon responded to that promise and sought to build God a house in Jerusalem. A pattern of the three characteristics found in the cornerstone of Christ was seen in the material Solomon used to build the temple. 1 Kings chapter 5, verse 17, "And the king commanded them to quarry large stones, costly stones, and hewn stones, to lay the foundation of the temple." The stones that were quarried were large stones. Large stones speak of stones that can pass the test. They are faithful stones. They are stones of greatness and not limited to the natural substance of humanity as fragile men. They represent the living stones of God's spiritual house that can endure the day of testing. Jesus was a stone of greatness, a stone of faithfulness, and a stone that passed the test. The sevenfold Spirit of God is perfecting stones that are large stones in this hour, as Jesus, the cornerstone, is a large stone. Living stones are large stones. Living stones are stones that are faithful, stones that pass the test. Without a test, there is no testimony. Stones that pass the test are stones that hear the voice of God. Stones that hear the voice of God are stones that are filled with faith, as faith comes by hearing the word of God. Faith-filled stones will be living stones of the testimony of God. Faith only works through love. Stones that hear the voice of God are stones that have a revelation of God's love for them. We are becoming spiritual stones with a great testimony in this hour. It is a testimony of God's love for us and his love working in and through our lives. The stones that were quarried for Solomon's temple were costly stones. Costly stones are precious stones. They are stones of an extremely high value. Father God set the value of the stones of his house when he allowed his only begotten Son to die for our sins. Jesus was a costly stone. Costly stones reflect the heart of the builder. Cheap stones come from a cheap builder. Costly stones come from the heart of an extravagant builder, one who is willing to pay a high price for a passionate building. Costly stones are passionate stones that reflect the builder's heart. They reflect the heart of the Father. Jesus was a passionate stone who reflected the values of his Father's heart. As a spiritual house of God, we must become costly stones. We must become passionate stones that reflect the values within the heart of our Heavenly Father. These are stones that reflect God's glory. We must become stones that pay the price of our own lives for one another in order to see the glory of God manifested within his house. The stones of Solomon's temple were hewn stones. Hewn stones are stones that fit with other stones. They are relational stones. Hewn stones are polished and finished. They are stones that find their place in relationship with other stones. Jesus was a hewn stone. He was the firstborn of many that he might establish a house built upon relationship with one another. Even as he brought us back into relationship with God as our Father, he also brought us into relationship with one another to become a house where God can dwell. Living stones are relational stones. They are stones that fit with other stones in order to see the full manifestation of God in His covenant love. Hewn stones are stones that provide a sure foundation and a sure structure that can be depended upon as a shelter and a house of provision. They reveal a house of relationship with God and one another in every room. These living stones will never act hastily, but will depend upon God's presence to sustain the divine relationships of their lives. Blessings, Ted J. Hansen.